Welcome to Shomar Shova on the Daf, Shir sponsor, Luyunish, Masar, Biyako, Sholom, Lea, Basitzchok. We're holding in the Dorim Daf Gimel. And the Gemara in the top of the Amud brings the Machlekes that we'll see also later, that the Gemara says, what is Kinuim? Rabbi Yochanan learns that Kinuim, meaning the expressions of the Dorim, words that don't exactly mean neder, but do express a neder, is Losha Nocher. Meaning it's words which are in other languages. And the way the Ran points it out in Daf Beis, it means it's Lashonos that belong to Lashon HaKodesh, but they became a little different when they moved to other languages. They do sound like Lashon HaKodesh, but a little bit of a change. And according to Rish Lakish, what Kinuim are is Lashon Shebod Lem Chacham. It's a Lashon the Chacham made up. So Toz Dan Beis asks, what's the reason we mention only specific examples of Kinuim if it's Lashon of Nochrim? You should just say whatever is mentioned in different languages, that's a neder, that's a Kinui of a neder. Why would we give us a specific list? So it says Toz says, because these words that are in this list, even if somebody does not understand the meaning of the word, it still will work as a neder. But if you want to use a word from another language, that has nothing to do with Lashon HaKodesh, then you need to understand what you're saying. The Kinuim that are derived from Lashon HaKodesh and belong to Lashon HaKodesh, just with a variation, even if you don't understand what you're saying, it still works. And the Achronim go on to explain what is the Pshat Tosis. And they explain it based on the Biur Halacha in Siman Kuf Aleph in Shulchan Aruch, where the Biur Halacha tells us a story which is brought down in many earlier Svarim. And the idea is like this, and I'll say the way the Bnei Soschur says it in his Sefer, Agur Dekala. Lashon HaKodesh is the language HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with. Meaning, if we create the world with the words of Lashon HaKodesh, with the letters of Lashon HaKodesh, so the word defines the item. If I say that a chair is called a kise, that means that the letter Chof, Samech and Aleph create a kise. This defines the chair. These letters together, this is what the chair means. It's created with these letters. It's not a coincidence. It's the thing itself. But other Lashonis are different. This has to do with Usik's Pasha, Pasha's Noyach, we have Dora Palogo. They're dispersed all over the world and they start new languages. Every language is a skama, is an agreement between people. That how are we going to call this thing that has four legs and someone can sit on? We'll call it a chair. Can it be called something else? Yes. The word doesn't define what it is. It's just an expression. So that's how the Biur Halacha says that in Shema Yisrael, if you say it in Lashon HaKodesh, you can say it even if you don't understand. Because the words have a meaning, even if you don't understand them, they actually define what they're saying. But in other languages, all the purpose of the word is to nickname something, is for me to explain what I'm trying to say. It's not the word itself, it's not defining the item. So there, if I don't understand what I'm saying, I'm missing the whole purpose of the language. Lashon HaKodesh is the item itself. Other Lashon is just talking about the item, so I need to understand what I'm saying. And we'll just add here one more nekudo regarding this discussion. What is Kinuim? And there's a beautiful Me'ah Shiloyach. And the Me'ah Shiloyach explains like this. There's two ways of avoiding Hashem. There's an avoid of a tzaddik, where the tzaddik overcomes the Yetzer Hara by fighting him and never allowing him to overcome the tzaddik and mimizgaber on the Yetzer with his own koiches. Then there's a Baal Tshuva. A Baal Tshuva is someone who actually failed. He wasn't able to stand in front of the Yetzer Hara. Now he needs to find ways, he needs to find ideas, how to overcome the Yetzer Hara. He needs to come with new concept, new strategies, to bring new things to the world in order to overcome it. So Zog the Mei Sosher, what is a nether? A nether is creating something new, as we explained in the previous daf. A nether is creating an Isser that wasn't here before. Why would one need to create a new Isser? Because Baruch Hu already gave us enough Isser. You need to do something new? So the answer is, when somebody's not able to fight the Yetzer Hara, He needs to come with something new. He needs to create a new Yitzhar on himself to be able to assist him in the Milchama and the Yitzhar. How do you treat these additional assistants? Well, for a tzaddik, it's really not necessary. It's extra things which are not really needed. For a Baal Tshuva, this is part of Avodas Hashem. This is actually what you need to do. Zogdamei Soscha Nifladik. Rabbi Yochanan was always a tzaddik. He was born a tzaddik, it's clear in the Gemara. He was always growing and being a chacham. And as we know, he met Rish Lakish and then convinced Rish Lakish to do tshuva, to stop being a thief and becoming a tana. Now, who is the one who says that the kinuyi nedarim is Lashon Nochim? That is Rabbi Yochanan. And who is the one who says the kinuyi nedarim is Lashon Shabbat Dulehem Chachamim? That is Rish Lakish. That's what the Gemara tells us, like, come on, Daf Yud. Zogdim Be'isoschor, that's very meduyuk. Rabbi Yochanan looks at Nedarim in general as something which is not necessary. It's Lashon Nochim. It's a foreign concept that we don't need over this Hashem. Just add it to it. But Rish Lakish, he's about tshuva. He's the one who went through the process of tshuva. And he says, no, don't look at it as something unnecessary. It's Lashon Shabbat Dulehem Chachamim. It's the Avodas Hashem, the Chachamim. It's part of the Iker Avodah. This is the beer of the Machlekes. If it's Lashon of Anochim or Lashon Shabbatim Chachamim, Machlekes, what is a nether and how necessary it is? Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.